We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I feel like the Warriors right now, with a win tonight, can legitimately talk about building some momentum as the All-Star break comes into focus.
And trying to attain that yet unattainable three-game win streak, which you look at the road ahead, and there are some wins out there on this road trip, but it sure would be nice to head out there with a win in a game that looks more gettable now than it did certainly, I was going to say, in June, Goo, when the NBA Finals were, but I have to remember this pandemic. Was that October when the NBA Finals were? I can't even remember anymore. This whole thing is just kind of smooshed together like an overcooked marshmallow, Goo.
I hear you. Good morning. I'm going to shock both of you, Stani. They're all Tom Hanks. They're all big at this point. When you're trying to, you know, hone in on your new identity, we got good news. I deem it good news yesterday when Wiseman said he may play Friday in Orlando. So can you keep afloat? They're two games over, and Dibs, I'm with you. I want to get that damn three games over. But Miami has name recognition. And why, again, the disappointment factor if they don't get this to Warriors is Miami can be had, Steiny. So I expect the Warriors tonight to go out and start and create that momentum as they hit the road, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, tonight is the last game of the homestand, and then they hit the road against the Magic and the Hornets, and a lot of people think that's a road trip that also includes the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers, that the Warriors can start to build something. But it's been fits and starts kind of all, and I don't mean Bob Fitzgerald. I mean,
thought you were going Bobby Fitzer.
No.
New friend of the program.
Exactly. Coming up on being a mainstay of the program. But, you know, this is one of those games where you're right, Goo. I look at the Miami Heat. They're gonna be without Dragic. But they still have Hero Robinson, Adebayo, Butler. And Andre Iguodala is coming back tonight. This is going to be a really hard game, I think, for the Golden State Warriors because of how prepared Miami often is and how they're pretty locked in defensively. I got to believe Spoelstra and the Heat not necessarily have a gimmick up their sleeves, guys, but I got to believe that they're going to be locked in to what they want to do to try to keep Steph Curry somewhat under control. But as we're thinking about Curry, man, I mean, it's easier said than done, I guess, is what I'm saying, Dibs.
He's uncontrollable. He's like that toddler that's just incorrigible. You take him to the park and you try to run him, and you come home and they're still up all night. You cannot stop Steph Curry right now over the last 10 games. And so with that same toddler, Goo, and you have both parents on the weekend, you try to double team, you try to, you know, go boxing one on your own kid. But sometimes the kid still raises Kane, so to speak. So I'm really interested to see, because the Heat do have some pieces. And if only this was Andre Iguodala from 4 or 5 years ago, how fun would it be to watch that defensive Iguodala try to not contain Curry one-on-one, but to be a part of that? Because I don't know how much Iguodala will be asked to really guard Steph Curry. Maybe he's a part of a constant double-team harassment because he is so long, but it's going to be fun seeing old AI back out in the Bay.
Dibs, Steiny, do I dare ask, is there going to be – KD got one, a video tribute for Iggy. I think he deserves it. I can make an argument he deserves it more.
I got to think, did they play each other last year? Did it happen early
in the
season.
Did he come here with Memphis?
I thought he did. Right. I thought he was golfing, or was he in the Bay?
Oh, well, he was golfing, I'm sure. You know what, Goo? That's a good question. I wouldn't be surprised if we've either forgotten it. Or
thanks, Dibs.
Now, Goo, though. Come on, Goo. More than KD? Come on.
Well, when he came from Denver, they weren't the Weedles yet. So he was there when the first brick was laid. You know what I mean, Dib? So you get credit for coming when the team wasn't expected to do anything. And, fellas, real quick, it's breakfast time. I got so many thoughts. Help me out that they're scrambled like eggs. And I just got to share with you last night watching the Nets play basketball, and I know Harden was out there. But to me, that comeback was facilitated by the others, the rest of the gang. And I thought to myself, that's all that's missing from this Warrior team outside of Steph and Dre is the others. Answer D. And I'm wondering, Steiny and Dibs, when do we see them take off, the others? Because to me, that is the key to this Warrior successful season and them putting together more than two wins. It's the others, Dibs.
But you have been praying at the house of others, Saint Others, I believe, for the entirety of your 44-win quest. You know, you've got this 44-28 record prediction, and you need the others to be like the Heat's others were in that second half last night. And I'm not discounting friends of the program, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Michael Mulder, at all. But I just don't know if they can make those leaps and bounds, and leaps and bounds, by the way, to get to where all of a sudden, hey, the Warriors get talked about for their depth. Because right now, we all know it, when the chef goes to the bench in the second quarter, we all hold our collective breath until, you know, and I said this before on the show, where at about the 8-minute mark, every time the camera pans the bench, you're looking to see if Steph is standing up yet. And then every time it pans the scorer's table, you're looking to see if he's checking in. That's not good.
It's incredible.
No, you're right, Dibs, about Curry in those first 6 minutes of the fourth quarter and of the second quarter, how they can be head-scratching. I'm going to stick up for Wiggins here and put it right back at Guru. I thought Wiggins was stepping up this year. Everybody is saying that two-way Wiggs, and he's a great one of the best defenders in the league now individually. Everybody's talking about his consistency, shooting the three ball. But I mean, like, this is Wiggins stepping up. I think I don't know what more we can expect from Wiggins. What else can we expect from Wiggins?
Well, when you look at the numbers, Steiny, and again, I'm not hammering him. You know, I just think he could eat more. And when I say I think he could eat more, if you look at the numbers, his scoring average, and I know you got old Goo, all you care about is the points. I do. But they're down 2 points. And he hasn't figured out, to me, a way to be that second option, that second aggressive option, Dibs. And he's playing great defense. And the two-way Wiggs is great. But I'm telling you, if he elevated his game and more aggressive, I believe this team could be, just from what they played, 5 games over. I believe that would be a 3-game difference. He has it all. It's just he's okay with just floating. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just not aggressive, Dibs.
Of course you do. Of course you mean it in a bad way. When is floating a good thing in hoops?
It's never a good thing unless you're me playing with Buck Chavez outdoor at Drake back in the early 90s where I was asked to kind of float.
Buck Chavez, right.
Buck would just straight take over. Occasionally he'd pull me up on the A court and let me run with him, knowing that the team he was playing was good enough to withstand a scrawny 5'8 lefty with a propensity to shoot first and ask questions later. So that's when floating's good. But, I don't know if Wiggins' floating is necessarily a positive for this ball club, even though he has been better than expectations. At times, he does just kind of drift.
Now, Dibs, we've got some young audience members here, young listeners, maybe 25 or 30. Mm-hmm. Can you explain to them who Bucky Chavez is? Because would it be fair to call him a legend, a Marin legend?
Absolutely, and the Chavez family in totality, legendary. And, of course, you remember Eddie Joe Chavez, his older brother, playing for Panama against the Dream Team. And I think they were up 9-4 in that game, and Eddie Joe hit a couple of threes. And on the next trip down, Michael Jordan picks him up at about 44 feet. And Eddie Joe's game changed a little bit. Still played great. Panama, of course, spoiler alert, Panama loses 30 or something. But just one of those classic.
Fair to say
County
he's the
highlights.
Marin Hook Mitchell, Eddie Chavez?
Without the legend. Record. Yeah.
Who's the greatest basketball player ever out of Marin, Dibs?
That's a super, super question. I think Eddie Joe is in the conversation.
Kettle
without
Ford?
A doubt. Up there, for sure.
How
drafted
long is
by
the
Warriors.
List, Dibs? I ain't hating on Marin. Do we got more than five?
Yeah, longer than you think, actually. Okay. Dan Hunt's son currently playing overseas. Dan Hunt, legend in Australia as well in his own right. I mean, I could go on for hours, but I love the young people.
Back to the Warriors, yeah.
Spadoni drove me off that, which is nice.
No, Marin, I don't know if it's a hotbed, but I'll tell you what, ever since I moved out here in the 90s, people have always sworn there are some great pickup places in Marin where you can, and look, there's nothing better than knowing you can count on a pickup game somewhere at some time. And my sources say, Dibs, Marin had a few of those spots.
Back in the day, nowadays, you know, the idea of strangers meeting up and participating in anything, you know, let alone a 5-on-5 game that involves, you know, sharing, calling your own fouls. We can barely even have a conversation on Twitter, let alone play a game to 12.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's what's coming up. We got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about the Warriors and the Miami Heat. Don't forget, they were in the finals a year ago. Also, pitchers and catchers reporting. How much optimism out there for the San Francisco Giants right now? And there's some football news trickling in, including some things that are 49ers related. Now, Draymond Green sounded off yesterday on what he considered the double standard in the NBA. And yesterday, Steve Kerr, Andrew Wiggins, and a lot of others have weighed in. Let's hear what they have to say about Draymond Green and his comments on the other side. And that is all brought to you by, who is it brought to you by? Safeway. Safeway is proud to bring you the only finest produce from local growers straight from the farm to the store, to your table. This week, save on asparagus and vine-ripe tomatoes. They're $1.88 a pound. And premium green or red seedless grapes, just $1.88 a pound.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Golden State Warriors, Miami Heat tonight, 7 o'clock on 95.7 The Game. Pre-game with John Dickinson, Ryan Covey, and Jim Barnett starts at 5:30. And one of the things we've been talking about is Draymond Green and his, I don't know what it was, a rant, diatribe on Monday after the Golden State Warriors game about how there's a double standard that exists. And players can't ask to be traded without getting a bad reputation. Meanwhile, teams can do whatever they will with the players they have. And he cited Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. And yesterday, DRK had Ramona Shelburne of ESPN on, guys. And I want you to react to what she said about Draymond Green and speaking out about this, what he calls a double standard.
And I give him a lot of credit for kind of just stepping right in there. You know, he sees it. It's something that's been on his mind. I wish more players would do that because privately, like when I talk to players, they say this all the time. This is what they think. This is what they feel. But nobody really wants to put their name on it. And they don't want to stick their neck out.
And I guess my question, Dibs, to that would be why – let me just play devil's advocate because I don't want to rip Draymond Green. But why is he the one who steps forward most of the time? And are we okay with that?
I'm okay with it. And the why, I think, is because he's got security and he's got cojones. And he IDGAF, as the kids like to say on social media. But when he has that approach, he does it from a thoughtful perspective, you know, and he brings that Saganasty edge to real talk commentary about real issues. And that, to me, is worth applauding because so many players in so many sports choose not to. Now, he's bolstered by a number of things. One, an ultra-progressive organization from ownership through the coaching. This is a safe haven for free speech and free opinion. The second piece of that is 4 years and $99 million. So he's pretty well established for the next four. And you know, he's not reckless with it. I applaud him for using the platform. So he's got the security from the organization from an ideology standpoint and the contract security. Let it go, Dre. Be you.
And you know what? Let's put the rat on the table.
First
he's
one.
He's been on HBO with LeBron. They're both part of Clutch Sports, Steiny and Dibs. And although it may be less important subject matters or things get, you know, go under the radar, Draymond's been speaking for a while. And that's what got him in Atlanta to the TNT desk. And, again, I commend him for just not being the Kurt Flood, the first one. But to Ramona's point, Draymond was like, what the hell? You know, I don't know what last year's, with everything with the marches and protest and social injustice, if he's feeling empowered and he let it go. And regardless if you think he's right or wrong, you got to give him love for Steiny for facing the music and stepping to the mic. And I think, again, I know he's nowhere close to retiring, but he's setting himself up to where I can visualize Draymond in front of some microphone, not afraid to say what's on his mind. And as a parent, a friend, a father, I understand how invaluable that is because a lot of us don't possess that trait, that gene. And what he did, you notice how he didn't get Stein, guys. He didn't get for Stein. I'm thinking of Steiny. He didn't get fined. So I think Adam Silver did him one solid, man. And what would he get fined for, you know?
That's a good question.
Thing. Yeah. Mm.
It's a good question. I don't – here's what – and a lot of people, I think, are kind of getting his message mixed up and, oh, there's another entitled player. I didn't read it that way at all. I thought he was making a very simple argument – that teams are able to trade players whenever they want. Teams can talk about trading players. Teams can announce they're trading players, and that's why certain guys are not playing. But the players themselves, the minute they express dissatisfaction with their situation, they're ripped, and they get criticized. And if you just leave it there, which is where I don't think he really took it any further than that. I'm with him on that. And he's right. I mean, James Harden's reputation took a beating. And, you know, Drummond, I guess that by doing it this way, Cleveland is protecting him a little bit. But again, I'm with Draymond. There is a little bit of a double standard here with how teams can treat players, but players can't advocate for themselves.
And how the league treats players, too. The idea of Andre Drummond saying, you know, I want out, and these are the teams I want to go to, that, you know, I want to play with these guys, he would be fined for tampering. And that's where it's not fair to the player because the team can, through its own devices, leak, you know, according to so-and-so, that's a three-team trade being proposed, you know, and that comes obviously from the team to the agent or from the team straight to the source. So it's a definite double standard, and I think that it's something that should be applauded to the extent. Now, he's not upsetting his team or his organization, and, you know, I know Steve Kerr was on with DRK, and I wonder what stance he took on it because, you know, I thought Bob Fitzgerald, did a good job of portraying both sides because there is a management side to this as well.
And you pointed that out, Dib, real quick, Steiny. You pointed that out yesterday, Dibs, with, if I can call us regular folk, the rules to come with the employment. And I guess I can say this, and I'm not hating, Draymond didn't have this viewpoint when he signed that new contract. You get where I'm going? Andre Drummond's made $139 million in his career, Steiny. So, again, the bravado, who he was speaking for, was excellent. But I just felt like, man, is Drummond feeling like he's getting the short end of the stick? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I feel like there's more going on in Cleveland. We had a little fun in the first segment talking about Marin and the greatest basketball players to come out of Marin. We're going to get to that Steve Kerr sound, Dibs, that you wanted to hear in a second.
Nice.
But let's hit up Earl in Vallejo. He wants to talk about top players from Marin. What's going on, Earl? How you doing, man? Educate us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
This is the true Hollywood story. The best players that come from Marin back in the day, there was a guy named Boris Pep Williams. His nickname was Ice. Marin County legend, the Hook Mitchell of Marin County. Graduated
Horace
from
Williams?
High School 1979-1980. He used to go play against the Chavez brothers at the Drake Gym. Eddie, Joe, Bucky, all of them. I knew Mr. Chavez. He was a PE coach and typing teacher at Tam High School. So, Horace Pep Ice Williams was a Marin County. He was the Hook Mitchell of Marin County. He was from Marin City, California, which is in Marin County.
Sure.
So,
sure.
And also the best places you could get run in Marin, Central Basketball Court, Sausalito, downtown Sausalito, Marin City Recreation Gym, Redwood High School on Sundays back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
What about that? What about
Mill
that?
Valley on Thursday nights back in the day.
What about that? What about that court near Stinson? Didn't they used to play at that court near Stinson Beach?
Yeah, that's not a real run though. Thank you, Earl, for the call. That's incredible.
That's more like a panhandle run, like a Golden Gate Park panhandle.
It's like a half court into a. It's not even a real field court. It's pretty small, but wow, that's some great. Some great knowledge.
He had it. Ice. Yeah.
Sausalito court, little too breezy in Sausalito. You get that fog.
Do you know all those courts
right.
He was talking about, Dibs?
Many of them, yeah. Yeah, of course. Redwood High run was, you had to go to the correct door. It wasn't unlocked. Only one door you could kind of, you kind of jimmy the door and you're in.
See, that's interesting, Dibs, because we were about 3 weeks ago talking about soft cities. And I think Sausalito might have come up,
I'm just curious.
So they got there's a little enclave in Sausalito where they got legit hoops, huh?
Well, Marin City is really the only area traditionally where there were people of color outside of the canal part of San Rafael, which is 100% basically Latino. So Marin City, Tupac lived there for a time,
sure,
and it's right under the freeway from Sausalito, so you drive about. You know, a mile away from Marin City, and you're in the Tony Marina town of Sausalito. But sadly, Marin City's been gentrified and really kind of shrunk down. They used to have the swap meet there, Steiny, the old Marin City swap meet.
That sounds fun.
I spent some days there.
Like the one, they have that nice swap meet at 280-101 interchange. Right when you know what I'm
saying.
Yeah. Wow. Shout out to Coliseum. Coliseum swap meet.
That's the goat.
I went there I went there after my clubs got stolen, hoping for a miracle. But
So you went looking for
things.
Somebody who may have taken them trying to sell them.
Yeah, so here's the bit. I got surveillance from a neighbor that saw a vehicle, a white van, slow rolling the neighborhood, and they didn't show it smashing into my car, but it was clear that these were the perpetrators. So I go to the swap meet. I'm thinking, if I see a white van, I'm onto it. Guru, I park at the Coliseum swap meet. I start walking in. Nothing but white vans as far as the eye can see. I'm talking 50 white vans. So I go booth to booth to booth to booth. No luck. But you can find some stuff now at that Coliseum swap meet. $1 to get in, by the way. Or no, 50 cents. 50 cents to get in, yeah.
Stoddy, let's put the rat on the table.
80%
of vans in neighborhoods are up to no good, huh? I don't like seeing vans.
Speaking of rats on the table, you can actually get one of those at the Coliseum swap meet.
Yeah, I don't think, the more Econoline vans on your street, probably the worse off you are. Hey, we can have some fun with this. Greatest players from the area where you came from. Dibs talking about Marin, the Chavez brothers, and Earl coming in with Horace. I think he said Tap Williams, 1979-80. Goo, greatest players from the U?
Kevin Mouton. Played to Gary Payton in the high school championship at the Coliseum. went on to USF in Oregon, but he's the GOAT in my eyes. We got a bunch.
Red, we got Eddie House, bacon. Right?
Yeah, Eddie House. Yeah, we got a lot. I didn't make the cut.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't make my cut either from Redding. I would say I got Donyell Marshall and Lonnie Walker. Those are probably the two best in my area.
Donyell Marshall is pretty sweet, and I know you're very proud of that newspaper. It's like the all area team with there's Donyell, like D1, looking legit, and you know Steino right
He's
there,
got it
Steiny.
Right now. Look at him.
D3, so good. Yeah. Steiny leg up going hard to the hole on some poor unsuspecting white kid from Central PA.
No, it might have been a black kid because we might have been playing Redding High that night.
Good
so
point.
Who knows?
Good point.
Who knows? Let's go out to thought we had a contract. But anyway, who are the greatest players from your area, or maybe you know the greatest players you ever played against? Marin, kind of a secret. If you will, there's some good places up there to play, obviously. All right, let's get back to Draymond real quick. And we have, Steve Kerr, Dibs, you talked about Steve Kerr's reaction to what Draymond said. Let's take a listen from Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday.
I actually don't think it really had to do with the way the league operates as much as it had to do with the perception from the outside. And that was my take anyway. That, you know, when a player demands a trade, he's vilified. And when a team announces that they want to trade somebody, everybody sort of, you know, shrugs and moves on. And there's some truth to that. But, you know, that's just sort of part of the deal, too. You know, as an athlete, as a coach, you kind of sign up for this knowing that, you know, you're going to get hit by the media. You're going to, you know, get booed by fans if things don't go well. And I think it's just different when you're talking about an individual versus an organization. You know, it's two different entities. And so the perception changes. I agree with Draymond. It's just that's kind of part of the deal.
Yeah, and it feels to me like,
I love that guy,
the one thing, seriously. What do you love about him? What do you love about him, Goo?
Real quick, Stani.
Yeah.
He's a real one. I don't know if you know a school district in Utah just last week lobbied to get rid of Black history, the little Black history that they were teaching. And I guess he got on a thread on Twitter, Steve Kerr, and talked about his upbringing and how Black history was null and void and how he didn't know anything. And I'm like, nobody's paying him to say what he really feels. But Dibs, I guess I just, you know, I respect it, man. You know, and he was saying, you know, through his prism, his upbringing, that Black history was nowhere around. And I'm sitting there, I don't know how I got on the Vine, like, he's a real one, Dibs. I appreciate the honesty, man. That's half this battle.
Yeah, and it's real talk for all of us who grew up as white kids. And you know, he's about three. He's basically your age, I think, Steiny, right?
Right,
he's like,
yeah.
56, but I'm a shade younger.
Man.
But us kids in the 70s and 80s, there was none of that. They were too busy trying to force the metric system down our throat than they were. You remember that, Steiny?
Yes, I do.
You know, I do. That's probably back when you were just a zygote. But it's like, what are you trying to do? How about some Black history? But that's astute. And the reason why I love Steve Kerr, beyond what Goo said, Stein, is the way he so artfully handled that. He made it about perception. And he's right. It's
right.
About how this is perceived. It's not about how broken the system is where, or, you know, how he feels about the system where a player is drafted and a player, basically his career belongs to that franchise. He talked about perception. He's really artful with the way he answers questions. That's just so impressive. He doesn't very often get caught slipping.
No, and you know what, Dibs? There's kind of like two Draymonds. One is the emotional Draymond that we see on the court who can let his emotions get in the way, get technical fouls, maybe get thrown out. But you give him a minute to formalize or formulate a thought, he's great. And that's why he's going to be a voice in the NBA, I think, after his career is over. I mean, just the way, like, what he said on Monday, to me, had a lot of truth to it. If you ever hear him on the TNT set when he talks about basketball, it's just, it's great. I mean, it's absolutely great. And I'd be all for Draymond retiring early and getting Shaq out of that seat right now. That would be I would take that right
now. Dwayne Wade was up there last night, Stoney. Dwayne Wade.
He's
good.
I don't know
if you like him.
I like him a lot, actually. I wonder if he has enough flair for
that
show.
That's a great
though.
Word. Not a bad thing, but some people have it naturally, Stiney.
If he talked he played, it'd be all over, but he's pretty.
Flash.
He's pretty, Dibs. What's the word? The word is
vanilla.
No,
look at us, Dibs.
Okay, I guess if that's what you guys say, that's what it is.
I mean, French vanilla, which is another version of vanilla.
What's that?
Napoleon, that from Guru. I said French vanilla. He said Napoleon. It's just genius.
And that's the one with strawberry vanilla chocolate.
Hey, Spadoni, don't buzz that. Napoleon was a French white guy. French vanilla. That was genius. You owe Guru an apology. You owe him a nice job.
I thought he was trying to do Neapolitan and call it Napoleon.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on you. Raise your hand to the scores table. That one's on you. Nice job, Goo.
Which is the one with chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry?
That's Neapolitan.
Okay. And is there, I'll tell you what, give me the percentage of people that you think like strawberry the most.
Well,
I got
here's
my
one
hand
right
up.
Here.
Yeah,
so. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, I love this.
No way.
Like 3 out of 5 on the show.
Strawberry
absolutely.
Shake, too. Yeah, Mickey D's.
Jack
in
the Box. Man. Jack in the Box. The ultimate hangover cure for me in the late 80s was, go get 2 tacos back when I was eating meat. 2 tacos and a strawberry shake at the Box.
This must be a West Coast thing because on the East Coast, when we got a Neapolitan box of chocolate or box of ice cream, it was – that strawberry was up against the left side for like 2 months. Meanwhile, vanilla and chocolate are all gone. And I'm like, hey, Gretch, can you please finish off the strawberry so mom can get more? Strawberry, yeah. Give me the chocolate or the vanilla. Go ahead, Kyle.
You got to get the Neapolitan shake at In-N-Out is dynamite because it mixes all the flavors together. Yes, it's excellent.
Making me want a burger
right
now.
I'll be right back.
What's funny is I'm not a big milkshake guy. Not a good big milkshake guy. I'd rather just have the ice cream with some like Hershey Kisses on it, chocolate fudge, whipped cream. You know what I'm saying, Goo?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's good for the waistline. That's real good for the waistline.
He's fat.
But easy, Spadone. I'm a little sensitive right now. What's funny is, there's two things. Hey, vaccine's coming soon. Time's a wasting, bro. Time's a wasting. All of a sudden, I'm like, man, I may not take one of those vaccines till June. I need about 2-3 months of training camp till I get out and show myself in public. I mean, goodness gracious. Draymond, he perked up some ears, no doubt about it, the other day on Monday when he brought that up. And it got a lot of reaction. It got a ton of reaction. And Mike Brown was talking about it early. There is one piece of good news, and Goo, you're going to like this one. And let's just take a listen to him. This is from after practice yesterday. Your boy, James Wiseman, is he getting close? Let's take a listen.
Yes, most definitely. It's just like a sprained wrist, so you don't know if it can be 1 week, 2 weeks, or three. So I'm just following each procedure, but it's no setbacks. So I'm just trying to improve and get better each day, and it's most definitely getting better. So I just can't wait to get back out there.
Looks like he's going to be back for the road trip, Goo, probably either Friday or Saturday. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Saturday. But there you go, buddy. Your favorite is he your favorite player on the team?
Most intriguing player. Steph's my favorite. But Fitz will be happy as well because he talked about the same thing. 7-1, Dibs, you have a mismatch every night you play the Golden State Warriors. Now, you may get the good rookie. You may get the bad rookie. But from a physical standpoint, when he starts clicking, they got a different dynamic. And that's when I say, woo-hoo, the Warriors got in the playoffs. And if Wiseman's up to par, the Warriors got more, tools in their tool belt.
If he develops into a legitimate rebounder, then I like the chances. I like the upside because right now that's their biggest issue. They were minus 10 on the glass, even in a 30-point win. And I know a lot of times it's because the other team is missing a lot of shots and they're able to get their own and still miss another shot. But that's an area of immediate growth I'd like to see from Wiseman. Let's get you up to 7 bounds a game to start. Ultimately, you want him as a double-double guy at 7-1, but Let's start with 7 pounds a game. Take a little pressure off JTA and the chef, by the way, who's been rebounding his us off this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, how can Steph Curry average more rebounds than Andrew Wiggins?
That's
that a couple weeks ago. But I mean,
what's that
all about?
I have no idea.
How's that happening?
Is it the three-pointers, the shots, the balls are coming off longer? Because I asked you how Wiseman could
that
be
might
averaging
be part of it.
Eight. Like, could Rodman be Rodman in this era? Because you could have the greatest position, but the damn ball is coming off so damn low.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I mean, Rodman was such an athlete. Remember, he used to tip it to himself and stuff. Man. But that is a good you know, I think part of it is if Wiggins is defending on the perimeter, you know, Curry is a guy who – there's Dad again, right in the middle of a show. Sorry about that, guys. You didn't hear the ring?
Okay. Hey, son, I'll tell you why Wiggins doesn't rebound.
Yeah.
What do you give me for your dad, 0 to 5?
I'll give you 3. I'll give you 3 crides for my
dad.
But maybe some of it's Wiggins is on the perimeter. And Curry does make a point to go back and rebound defensively. I will give him that. Pitchers and catchers are reporting today. And that means that baseball season is right around the corner. And here's the question I have. Does hope spring eternal for the San Francisco Giants? We'll answer that question on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Time for the Exergen temperature check. It's 55 degrees and sunny in Redwood City.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Doesn't feel as exciting. That phrase, pitchers and catchers report. Usually that first day of baseball season, I mean, there is excitement. Spring is coming. Is it?
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Coming. That's, of course, Guru's home run call
right
there.
Give me it again, Spadoni.
I'm wondering, there's so many layers to it. What's the over-under on when that gets old? I'm thinking I'm putting the over under right now at never.
I think that
might have
been the last one.
I'm setting the line at never, Stein. Are you going over or under? Get old.
I'm going to stay off that one.
Okay.
Because I think
Whitey set
it's too
up.
Close to call. How'd Whitey set you up?
He asked me to go do the remix and add fan noise to it. And had I known it was going to be around, I would have said no.
Do you want to try to do it again right now?
No, Stoney, okay. I'll pass.
It's a trap.
Goo, are you as excited about spring training as you have been in years past?
Let me tell you, Stoney, I appreciate the question. I love my family. I know we got a lot going on with the pandemic. But I told you, man, those night baseball games are like spouses to me. No matter what you're going through and what you're dealing with, you can always count on a Major League Baseball. And now I got the Giants and A's when they're at home. It's 6:45 or 7:05. Yes, I am super excited. But what I'm scared about, Dibs, is, again, I don't want to sound selfish. There's not going to be any fans. And it's more apparent at baseball games for me that messes with my viewing pleasure. I hated the World Series because of that, but I watched every inning. But to answer your question, Steiny, in a nutshell, your boy's juiced because it's coming.
It's great. It's great. And I made this analogy on our call today, by the way. Best call we've ever had. Probably coincidental that it was players only. I mean, I'm going to chalk it up as just a coincidence.
I didn't say that. That's the
No, I did. I'm going to put my name on it. I feel like the Draymond Green of the program. I'm at a point where I'm just going to put it out there. But I mentioned that the baseball season to me, the final pitch of the World Series is the top of Everest. And pitchers and catchers reporting is when you step out of your hotel room at sea level and you decide – I'm hiking to the top of Everest, and I know it doesn't happen that simply, but you get the analogy where it's a single step, and it's a monumental step when you decide to climb to the top of Mount Everest, but it's a single step. So I'm excited, Steiny, but right now, and I know it's not sea level, but you're basically walking through the streets of Nepal, looking up at the mountain, thinking, okay, I'm gonna start heading up there. All right, guys, I'll be home after dark. Don't wait up for me.
Well, at least you're there. You're in Nepal. I mean, you're not, you know, I mean, you didn't have to, you already got there from the U.S., the long plane ride. I mean,
true.
You've accomplished something already.
Maybe pitchers and catchers then is like getting on Air BART at the Oakland Coliseum and, you know, you're just taking that little 3-mile jaunt to the airport and you know you got flights ahead of you. So I'm excited, but at the same time, you got to temper your excitement by the fact, and Guru, you're right. No fans. I mean, even though the start of baseball is like 6 weeks away, I don't think we're going to be at a point where, like the Giants' home opener in the second week of April.
Right.
Oh, man.
Where would you put the over-under, Goo, on fans? If I said there would be – if I put the over-under at 10,000 fans
in
6 weeks.
Under for
what
sure.
What if I said 5,000 fans?
Under. I was – my number – not that I – yeah, I was going to say 1,200 at the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Steiny, where are you on that? Yeah. Just that one notion about a COVID-19 home opener this year.
Higher. I think the attendance will be higher. And here's why. I just saw Mark Stein of the New York Times reporting by next week, the Brooklyn Nets and the Knicks are going to have fans. That's 14 of 30 teams now in the NBA that'll have fans right now. Now, they're only going with a couple thousand, but baseball's outdoors. I mean, you could almost get 8,000, you know, how many sections are there in a baseball stadium? 100? Okay, you get, you know, 20 people in each. What's that, 2,000? Maybe something like that? Or is that 200? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, though.
The Marlins already said that they're going to allow up to 10,000 fans at their games, and I thought that was more of a cry for help than it was a statement.
Yeah,
Spadoni,
exactly.
There? I mean... For crying out loud, Spadoni.
I wonder.
We need to get Nick on.
What's that?
We need to get Nick on sometime this week.
Yeah, he's never more than a phone. He's never more than a phone call away. Goo, you excited about the Giants? I mean, boy, they loaded up against the Dodgers. Look like they're going to have a down year. The Padres in a heap of trouble. This might have 2014 written all over it.
I'm going to shock you, Stein.
I'm kidding.
You know,
I'm kidding.
Mr.
I like
Optimistic.
Trouble, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this lineup, and I'm getting goosebumps because, you know, the lineup card is dear to me. They got some professional hitters. I'm eager to see if Yaz is going to be a star, MVP candidate. But the fact they're in a division with arguably two of the best teams in baseball, I cannot wait for the judgment to be rendered on what Major League Baseball is going to do with how many teams can make the postseason. Why would you go from NBA, NHL style last year from 16 and go back to 10, allegedly? Because if you go back to 10 old school, I just don't like their chances. I knew it. I just don't like their chances at all. What did you
old
accomplish then,
two,
Dibs,
by
last
the way.
Year? Yeah.
Two old school.
Four
two.
Total, right. Yeah.
No, even two back when you – You won the pennant. There was no series. You took the National League champ and the American League, and boom, there you had it. 10, 16, I don't think it matters. Oh, this team, it's always been about deuce-deuce anyway. It's been about 22, and whatever you can do this year get ready for 22, because you mentioned it, Steiny, and I like you being so facetious and sarcastic. It played well. The Dodgers, oh boy, they regressed, and Padres are in a heap of trouble with only the best player in baseball and all the ads they made and the Dodgers defending champs. So if you're talking about just 10 teams in the playoffs, 5 National League teams, are you a top 5 team? No chance.
Goo,
let me
5
ask
teams.
Dibs a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me ask Dibs a question.
Ask it.
See, where is the pleasure and enjoyment from a Giant fan standpoint if you're already doing the Klay Thompson thing like Warrior fans are doing, and I hate it, thinking about next year? Now, tomorrow is not promised, Dib. So as a Giant fan, why can't we shock the world and focus on this year as opposed to 22? Things change.
Sure, and you can, and you will, you'd like to, but – this team over 154-game sample, which is, I think, what they're still slated to go with. Are you going to be a team that can win 90 games? Can you go 90-64 and be a real factor? Because the Dodgers and Padres both look to be very good teams, maybe the best two teams in the National League. And, you know, the schedule this year is going to be expanded, where you're going to have more games against the Dodgers and Padres. And I know you didn't do great against them. You did great against everyone else in the West, but you struggled against those two. And now you've got six more against each. Yeah, because they played 10. Traditionally, you play 18 division rivals. Yeah, so let's just say six more Padres, six more Dodgers. In those 12 games alone, you know, you're tending toward a 3-9. I just think it looks rough this year. Are there bright spots? Yes. Is there a chance? Of course. But to me, hope is not springing eternal on this day, as pitchers and catchers report.
Here's the other thing, the double whammy. If you're taking just five teams in each league, so that's three division winners, okay? Well, the Padres or the Dodgers are probably going to finish in second and be the wild card team, you would think. And so that puts the Giants in the same division as the two maybe best teams in the National League. So if the Giants go 11-25 against the Padres and the Dodgers, they ain't getting the second wild card. Wow. Because the teams in the other division won't be going up against the Padres and the Dodgers as many times as the Giants. Goo, I think we're looking at
already. You got the most
Giants.
Difficult schedule because you got those two teams in your division, the Giants. You know, you're starting it off that way, man.
Right.
And the last thing, the beautiful thing about baseball, again, fellas, is played. You know, you got to go out there and play. And it takes, if they go to 152 or 62, Steiny and Dibs, you got to really play bad baseball to be out of it early. The whole thing is with these two Giants, as I'll call the Giants and Padres and Dodgers, you just don't want them to get off to a hot start to where by May or June we're like, oh, the division's over. That's what you want to avoid.
It's going to be tough to avoid that, though. It really is. Last year, the Giants, 29-31, came down to the last game of the season, Goo. Man, they almost – you know what they almost
they
did,
choked.
Goo? They almost – no. They almost shocked the world, Goo. Remember, you were calling that all year. They were going to shock the world, and they almost did at 29-31.
And Spadoni said it on the thread. They choked. They were in position. They let five games get away. Not against the Dodgers and – well, the Padres the last series, but the Rockies before – I'll say this.
Choke artist.
That was so important, Steiny. Dibs, I'm going to give you this for a nugget. How about this with some barbecue sauce? If the Giants finish under 500, it will be the first time they've done that in their 139-year history, five consecutive seasons.
Wow.
And had you just won two or three games last year and just finished over 500, some may say, oh, no big deal. That wouldn't be a jacket that's waiting for you in your closet.
That's a bad jacket you don't want to wear.
Right.
It's a jacket you don't want to have, quite frankly. And
that's a long time.
Honey mustard for me over barbecue.
Okay.
Back when I was a nugget eater in the tail end of my carnivorous run, just for me from a sauce standpoint. I don't know how you feel about that, Steiny. You're not a big sauce guy.
Honey mustard is. I went through a honey mustard on my salad phase for a long period of time. Remember, it was always that honey mustard was never on the menu, but you could always get it. Hey, what do you have? Ranch, vinaigrette, Russian, Roquefort, honey mustard? Yeah, we have that. Well, then why didn't you say it? You know what I'm saying? But they always have it, but they don't tell you they have it. I went through a big, big honey mustard phase with the salad. Used to go with some iceberg lettuce and some ham and cheese over it with some honey mustard and call it a meal.
Back to the Roquefort.
Back when I didn't need 4 pounds of a meal every day. How you feeling about Buster Posey, Goo? Big bounce back year. He opted out last year. How you feeling about Posey? Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you how I'm feeling. I'm rooting for him, but if I had to go up to the window and put a bet on if he's going to hit 10 home runs, I would go the other way. And let's see if this year does what it did for Steph Curry. Even though we didn't see the fall off from Steph, you know, he got injured. But Dibs, I mean, I'm worried about him, man. I think if he can bounce back and, you know, 280 to 300 and catch 140 games, I'll be happy with that. But what's left of him? Is he back?
Well, not that. That's not left, unfortunately. Right. And I hate to be Captain Bringdown and the Buzzkills here, but 140 total games involving first base and pinch hitting duty. Okay, that's, you know, although 140 of 152, let's make it 125 or 130 out of 154. If you get that, you're loving it. And 280 or 300, I think it's more like 260 to 280 is the range. And can he even hit 10 home runs again? I know he had issues with the hip the off time. Remember, last year he opted out.
Yes.
So he should be as physically fresh. Shout out Cool and the Gang. He's fresh.
Nice.
Exciting. It's so inviting to me. Yeah,
we all know that one.
Yeah. You know what,
so
though,
fresh,
Dibs?
He's so fresh. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Posey adopted. Didn't he adopt two children last year? So he's
yes,
been,
they did.
Whew, he's been through the ringer if those are kind of newborns. You know what I'm saying? That's like,
yeah, but
that's like
probably help his flexibility.
Quotability, rest in quotes. You know how that can go. You know how those early years of infancy can go and how they can tax a father.
But with his hip issues, his ability to
look
squat and pick kids up and, you know, Spadoni, man, shoot, man, I've aged about 9 years the past year and a half.
I just left the house.
Tell me twice. Poor guy. He's working late just to avoid that little monster.
Exactly.
Spadoni's never worked harder.
Exactly.
Nice job, Spadone.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, radio.com sports station. And this is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Let's take a listen to Gabe Kapler.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.